यूनिट 11 चालुक्यास ऑफ बादामी सोसाइटी एंड कल्चर पेज 33 यूनिट 11 चालुक्यास ऑफ बादामी सोसाइटी एंड कल्चर स्ट्रक्चर 11.0 ऑब्जेक्टिव्स 11.1 इंट्रोडक्शन 11.2 सोशल लाइफ 11.3 कॉर्पोरेट एक्टिविटीज 11.4 स्टेटस ऑफ वुमेन 11.8 कल्चरल कंडीशन 11.5.1 वैदिक रिलीजन 11.5.2 जैनिज्म 11.6 लिटरेचर 11.7 आर्ट आर्किटेक्चर 11.8 टू सम अप 11.9 क्वेश्चंस फॉर सेल्फ स्टडी 11.10 बुक्स फॉर सेल्फ स्टडी पेज 34 11.0 ऑब्जेक्टिव्स द पर्पस ऑफ दिस यूनिट इज टू हाईलाइट टू यू द सोशल एंड कल्चरल कंडीशन ऑफ डेक्कन अंडर द चालुक्यास ऑफ बादामी
आफ्टर फेमिलियराइजिंग योरसेल्फ विद दिस लेसन You will be able to understand the following. 18 professional social groups are found in the population.
Hyun Sang accounts throw light on the socio-religious life of the people. Guild organizations based on corporate life is another prominent feature of the period. Status of women belonging to different categories would be seen. Vedic sects and Jainism received royal as well as popular support during this period. Both Sanskrit and Kannada languages enjoyed royal patronage. Development of Vesara school of architecture is destructive contribution of the Chalukyas of Badami to the Indian artistic tradition. 11.1 Introduction. We get authoritative descriptions of social and cultural life of the period from the accounts of foreigners like Hyun Sang and from inscriptions which are available from the 6th century onwards. There are also references in the contemporary literature. The contemporary sculpture also give us a glimpse of the dress and ornaments of the people of the period. The inscriptions, though they deal with grants and gifts, throw occasional light on the social, cultural and economic conditions of the time. 11.2 Social Life. Recent studies based on new approaches and sociological tools of analysis have shown the Varna concept, fourfold division of society, can hardly be used to explain the difference in the social structure of South Indian society. Indeed, we find polarization of South Indian society into the Brahmin and Sudra, non-Brahmin castes, occur uniformly in all the regions with a conspicuous absence of the hereditary Kshatriya and Vaishya categories. As we have already noted in earlier lessons, South Indian social formation was different from North India, where four Varna originally emerged. The emergence of different social groups could be seen in Karnataka from century AD onwards. The contemporary smriti works and inscriptions divide the population into 18 prakritis. The Lakshmeshwara inscription, 7th century AD, of Prince Vikramaditya, mentions the 18 prakritis to whom, along with Maharajas and Nakaras, the prince gave a charter. The contemporary smriti works of Pitamaha, 7th century AD, as quoted Shriti Chandrika, enumerates then as 18 mike washerman, leather workers, etc. In later times, Kannada authors like Harihara and inscriptions continue to refer to the people as belonging to 18 groups or samayas. In the inscriptions of the Chalukyas at Badami, we come across the names of many of these 18 guilds. For professions like those of cobblers, stone cutters, masons, singers, garland makers, and flower sellers. Brahmins enjoyed great honor in society. Writing about social orders of society, Hyun Sang speaks of Brahmins purely living. These keep their principles and strictly observing ceremonial purity. Itsing also states that the Brahmins were the most honorable caste throughout the five parts of India. Inscription abound in grants to learned Brahmins. One such Brahmin, Dhruva Sarma, who knew the Vedas and the Vedangas, the epics, the Puranas, and the Nyaya and numerous sacred writings. He had also performed many sacrifices. Parameshwara Sarva Kratyajan was a Khavyasa, a term applied to persons who were fortunate enough to study in a Ghatika or a Sanskrit academy. Jaya Dvitha was preceptor of 400 Brahmins and was versed in the Vedas and the Three Vidya sect. Next in order came the warriors who were mostly Sanskritized Shudras, claimed the status of Kshatriyas. According to Hyun Sang, this order had held sovereignty for many generations and its aim are benevolence and mercy. Writing about Pulakeshi II, the then monarch, he says that he was a Kshatriya by birth. Benevolent character of this king reached far and wide and his vassals served him with perfect loyalty. The third category consisted of trades and agriculturists. The term Parada or Harada, meaning a merchant, is found in an inscription. The bulk of the population was divided into a number of Prakritis or occupational groups. 11.3 Corporate Activities. We find group organization in many walks of life. Aryagangas or assembly of monks existed. Hyun Sang speaks of thousands of Buddhist monks and 100 Vihars in Pulakeshi kingdom. An Ehole inscription describes a grant of to the 500 who constituted the great body of Chaturvedis of that place. The meaning of this particular term, the 500, is a matter of some controversy. It is possible that this body transformed itself into a strong guild of Ayole and established branches throughout South India in later centuries. The associations of the times under review were of a corporate character. Those of the Mahajans, usually Brahmin householders, Nakaras, and Praje, played an important part. The mutual obligations of the royal authority on the one hand and the Mahajanas and Nakaras on the other. One of the earliest mentions of the term Praje as administration in a village. Ball game inscription. We have examples of Mahajans and Praje joining together in resolving local problems. In the above-mentioned inscription of Lakshmeshwara, guilds of braziers, Kanchugara and oilmongers, Teliga, are met with. Many of the architects who built the temples around Badami belong to a professional guild of Sarasiddhi Acharyas. Page 36. Temple builders received special patronage from kings and were granted high-sounding titles like Tirubhavanchari, etc. Their skill was not limited to constructing temples only. Some of them designed houses, palaces, images, carriages, seats, coaches, and crowns. Musicians were usually associated with temple. An inscription of the 8th century AD throws light on the popularity in this region of Bharata Natya Shastra, which was and is the most authoritative handbook on Indian drama, dance and music. 11.4 Status of Women. The honor accorded to women in society is often a good indication of its refinements and moral elevation. Judged by this standard, Karnataka may well be proud of its record. We have clear evidence of the way several women occupied positions of trust and responsibility. The queen took a leading part in public activity and even ruled as sovereigns. Vinayavati, the queen mother of Vijayaditya, installed the images of gods in the capital Vatapipura with assignment of the income from several taxes. Similarly, the queens of Vikramaditya II, Lakshma Mahadevi and Triloka Mahadevi, were responsible for the construction of fine temple structures at Patadakal. Vijaya Bhattarika, the queen of Chandraditya, is mentioned as reigning for a time in the absence of her husband. At the same time, we have references, courtesans who flourished in society and were held in high esteem. We learn from other contemporary literature that they were renowned for their beauty, wit and other accomplishment, as well as their wealth and luxury. This class of courtesans played a respectable role as purveyors of art and culture. We have an instance of a courtesan, Sule Vinapoti, who called herself the sweetheart, Prana Vallabhale, of King Vijayaditya, who was rich enough to grant a golden seat, a silver umbrella and land of 800 measure to the temple of Mahakuta. Another, Vadipodi, the daughter of Goindapodi, a courtesan, Sule, attached to the temple, gave a horse chariot, an elephant chariot, and land, etc. Yet another, Challabe, got the pillars of the temple constructed as the votive offering to God Vijayeshwara. From these illustrations, it can be seen that this class of courtesans was not yet reduced to the degraded position of later times, but enjoyed a high status in society. These women did not think that it was beneath their dignity to call themselves courtesans. Like kings, queens, and nobles, they made rich gifts to gods and had them inscribed on stone. Regarding dress and ornaments of the period, the ruling class and Brahmins wore very extraordinary garlands and precious stones as their head adornments, and their bodies were adorned with rings, bracelets, and necklaces. The women wore a long robe which covered both shoulders and falls down loose. The hair on the crown of the head was made into a coil, all rest of the hair hanging down. Page 37. Scanty clothing was necessitated by the hot climate of the country. The above statement of Yunsang is confirmed by the temple sculptures of Badami and its neighborhood. The figures, both male and female, in rock-cut temple gave variety of earrings, necklaces, armlets, bracelets, girdlers, rings, and elaborate headdresses. Belts were common and worn on the waist. 11.5. Cultural condition. 11.5.1. Vedic religion. The period of Chalukyas was a period of Brahminical upsurge. Though Jainism and Buddhism were popular in the Deccan, Brahminism, Vedic religion, had never lost its ground. The Satavahanas and Kadambas who ruled in Karnataka were followers of Brahminical religion, and it was because all the more popular in the Deccan in the wake of Brahmin revival in the north under the Guptas. Jainism did not lose its ground, but Buddhism had already started waning in the Deccan as elsewhere in India. The Chalukyas were followers of Brahminism of Vedic religion and called themselves to be Manavya, to belonging Grogotra and the children of Hariti, imitations of the Kadambas and the Satavahanas. Though Brahminism continued to be popular, the performance of Vedic rites like Yajna sacrifices was slowly losing its popularity. Pulakeshi I was the last king of Karnataka to perform horse sacrifice, Ashwamedha. The practice of image worship and construction of temples became more widespread. Worship was conducted as per instructions of the Smritis. The Puranas and Agama Shastras gained greater popularity. Karnataka saw the construction of temples on an unprecedented scale. The Brahminical gods like Vishnu and his various incarnations, and Shiva, Kartikeya, and Shakti, and seven mothers, Sapta Matrikas, continued to be popular. The Chalukyas were Vaishnavas. Pulakeshi II has called himself Parama Bhagavata in his record. The Varaha, the divine boar, was their royal emblem indicating religious belief. Their inscription begins with the invocation, "Victorious is the boar, the manifested form of Vishnu," etc. Mangalesha caused the Vaishnava cave at Badami during the days of his elder brother Kirtivarman I. Vishnu is prominently represented as seated on the serpent, and his various manifestations like Varaha, Narasimha, Trivikrama, etc. are also engraved. A number of Shiva temples at Ayole have Garuda engraved on the lintels of the entrance of their Garbhagrihas to indicate they were Vaishnava temples initially. But soon there was a change in the religion of the royal family. Vikrama I is called as Maheshwara in his Navasari record, and the same record also informs that he was initiated into Shaivism. Panchamukhi feels that the Shaivas that influenced the mind of the king were Pashupathas or Lakula Siva. But even before this formal initiation of the king, Shaivism did enjoy royal patronage. Page 38. Mangalesha had made grants for the services of Mukteshwaranta of Mahakuta. J.F. Fleet makes the point clear in the following words. The Kuladevata, or the family god, of the Chalukyas was Vishnu, and the principal emblem of the seals of their grants and their coins always bear the boar, derived from the incarnation of Vishnu. But in spite of this fact, in early times they displayed considerable amount of tolerance in matter of religion, and in the later generations they appear to have been devotees of Shiva. Later, Vikrama's grandson Vijayaditya caused the construction of Vijayashwara at Pattadakal, and his great-grandson Vikram II's reign small witnessed the construction of the two noted Shiva temples at the same place, Lokeshwara and Trilokeshwara, erected by the queens.
The Pattadakal record of Kirtivarman II makes us believe that this place was an important center of Shaiva religion. Aihole and Mahakuta too have some of the first Shaiva monuments, indicating the popularity of the religion enjoyed in the empire. The first cave at Badami has also beautiful figures of Nataraja, Ardhanarayeshwara, Harihara, Mahishamardini. Though the rulers followed Vaishnavism and later Shaivism, they pursued a tolerance religious policy. Vijayaditya is described as having installed the images of Brahma, Vishnu and Maheshwara at Badami. They also worship Kartikeya or Skanda with devotion. A record of 640 AD calls Pulakeshin II as one who bows before the feet of Swami Mahasheva. The Vikkalari plates of Kirtivarmaha II describe him as protected by Kartikeya. 11.5.2 Jainism. The patronage enjoyed by Jaina religion is clearly indicated by the Jaina cave at Badami and similar small caves at Aihole. Ravi Kirti, the minister of Pulakeshi II, was himself a Jain and he erected a temple of Jainendra at Aihole. Jainism had the privileges of securing liberal grants at the hands of Chalukya monarchs. The village Godigere were granted by Vinayaditya for the services of a Jaina place of worship at Purigere village. Semboluru was granted by the same monarch for the services of Jaina Basadi in the same town Purigere. Vikrama II also made a grant of land to the services of the temple at Purigere in 735 AD. Lakshmeshwara looks to be a great center of Jainism during this period. Jainism became more popular during subsequent centuries in Karnataka. Dr. Altaker has estimated that nearly 30% of the population of Karnataka was Jaina in the days of Rashtrakutas, the successors of the Chalukyas. Buddhism also continued to be popular in Karnataka, as can be known by the references made by Hyun Sang, who finds 100 Sangramas at Banavasi and 10,000 bhikkhus as their inmates. Still, Buddhism had started waning by the time of the Chalukyas in Karnataka. There can be little doubt that the traditional worship of the cobra, Naga, and the trees like Aswatha also continued during the Chalukyas period. Still, Vedic religion was most popular form of worship. The Chalukya monarchs had no reservation in patronizing various form of worship, though Brahmanical religion enjoyed their patronage on a large scale than the others. Page 39, 11.6, Literature. Both Sanskrit and Kannada languages flourished side by side during the Chalukyas period. Though a majority of inscriptions are written in Sanskrit language, some of the Sanskrit records are written in Kannada script. But there are considerable number of Kannada records also. No literary works in Kannada belonging to this period are known. But a record of Badami dated 700 AD, known as the inscription of Kappe Arabhata, has the first extant piece of Kannada poetry in Tripadi meter. It eulogizes a hero who is described as a man with many noble qualities. In the presence of the humble, he, hero, shows nothing, but he is described as a valiant hero of Kali Yuga. When challenged by a heroic adversary, Saduge Sadhu Madhuryange Madhuram Badipa Kalige Kali Yuga Viparitan. Similarly, though no major works in Sanskrit of the period is available at present, undoubtedly the Chalukyas most have been great patrons of Sanskrit language and literature. Their Sanskrit inscriptions themselves testify to this statement. Scholars have pointed out that the author of Mahakuta pillar inscription 600 AD, while describing the exploits of Kirtivarma, must have been highly influenced by the description by Kalidasa of the conquest of Raghu in Raghuvamsa. The noted Aihole Parasati of Pulakeshin II, dated 634 AD, composed by Ravi Kirti, is a kavya with great literary merit. Ravi Kirti calls himself as one comparable to Kalidasa and Bharavi. The many scholars have pointed out that the comparison is no empty boast. He uses in the inscription a variety of metrical pattern. His poetry is rich quality and expression. According to Dr. K. Krishnamurti, he was quite familiar with all the basic concepts of poetics, including a detailed knowledge of specific figures, consonants, parados, hyperbole, and metaphor. The Navasari record of Avani Jansaraya Pulakeshin of Lata is also renowned for its poetic quality, especially where it describes the war with Arabs. Celebrated among the Sanskrit writers of the period is Vijayahanka or Vijika, a member of the royal family, the wife of Prince Chandraditya, son of Pulakeshin II. Jalhana, in his anthology Sukti Muktavali, quotes her statement as follows. Dandin wrongly praised goddess Saraswati as full-blown whiteness only because he never knew the dark like the blue lotus. This statement indicates that the poet is comparing herself to the goddess of learning. In another piece, she says that only Brahma, Vyasa and Valmiki can claim to be great poets, and if any other contemporary writer tries to claim that superiority, she is here to kick such person with her left foot. This statement of her has been supported by later writers like Rajashekara, who says that she is Saraswati of Karnataka and is noted for the Vaidarbhi style after Kalidasa. Her only known play, Kaumudi Mahotsava, is available only in fragments, though some scholars doubt her authorship. The Chalukyas' patronized Sanskrit scholarship is made clear by a number of Agraharas they founded with magnificent grants to scholars. A record of 739 AD informs us about grant made by King Vijayaditya to a scholars engaged in teaching Jainendra Vyakarna of Pujyapada Devandi, etc. 11.6 Art and Architecture. The Badami Chalukyas had introduced a glorious chapter alike in heroism, in battle and cultural significance, in peace in the history of Western Deccan and Karnataka. The rock-cut structures or caves at Aihole and Badami and the temples at Badami, Aihole and Pattadakal are the centers of Chalukyan art. Percy Brown has called Aihole as one of the cradles of Indian temple architecture. The buildings of the Chalukyas have been called as belonging to Vesara school, a combination of the South Indian or Dravida and a North Indian or Nagara school. Their earliest structures of note were their rock-cut structures or caves found at Badami. In fact, this rock architectural and structural architecture went side by side. There are two rock-cut structures at Aihole in their early form, one are Brahmanical and other Jaina. Both are in elementary stage. There are four such structures at Badami, three Brahmanical and are Jaina. The Chalukya caves at Badami are the most important Brahmanical structures, as Brahmanical structures of the kind of an earlier date are to be found at only two other places, namely at Udaygiri of Gupta and Aravalam in Oe. In their general appearance and interior arrangement, these excavated temples at Badami are all of the same type. As such, includes three features: a pilloried veranda, a columned hall, and a small square deep into three rock. The frontage is rather dull and unassuming, but in the interior contains wonderful images of Ardhanareshwara, Harihara, Mahishamardani, and Nataraja, and Vishnu seated on the serpent Narasimha Varaha, Trivikrama and so on. These giant figures are great pieces of art by all standards. The Chalukya cut rocks like titans and finished like jewelers, says Dr. M. Sheshadri. The inner halls have rocks of pillars with beautiful floral design and supporting fine bracket figures. Aihole is one of the earliest centers of structural architecture, and the oldest temple here is called Latkan. It has simple hall covered on the three sides and open in front. At the center of the hall is a stone nandi,
On western side against the back hall is the Garbhagriha. The temple was originally dedicated to Vishnu and it shows considerable Gupta influence with Kalasa motifs and the images of Ganga and Yamuna on the door frame. The Durga temple at Aihole is another step in the development of Chalukya's art. It is of the shape of a horseshoe at back, resembling the plan of a Buddha Chaitya. The Durga temple has a northern type Vimana or tower. Uchima Eligudi of Aihole is renowned for its Antarala or antechamber. This feature appears for the first time here. It is also called as Sukhanasi or Tirtha Mantapa, where the devotees stand to view the deity and accept Tirtha and Prasada. This new feature is found in all later temples in South India. In the words of K.V. Sundarajan, the most lasting contribution of early Chalukya structural art is the provision of Sukhanasi on the Ardhana Mantapa roof. Page 41. The next important building of the Chalukyas are found at Pattadakal, where some of the later temples is fully developed form are found. They include Papanatha 680 AD, Sangameshwara, Vijayeshwara 725 AD, Virupaksha Lokeshwara 740 AD and Malikarjuna Trilokeshwara 740 AD. Galaganatha 740 AD. Papanatha has large antechamber and it has northern curvilinear tower or Vimana. The finest building is Virupaksha with its southern Dravida tower constructed like the Pallava towers. In the Malaprabha Valley, where these Chalukyas towns flourished, the earliest experiments in southern and northern styles were carried and had fruitfully developed further. The scripture representation in these temples are renowned for their plastic beauty and restrained expressions. 11.7. To sum up, in this above write-up, we have discussed and brought to your notice the various aspects relating to socio-cultural life of the people of Deccan under Chalukyas of Badami. As in other parts of India, caste system was the main feature of the Vedic social organization. Apart from four main varna, we find number of professional groups who were contributing for the material well-being of the people. Elite section of society leading the masses in the direction of Vedic way of life. Brahmins and Jaina communities under Chalukya of Badami formed the upper strata of the society. In the absence of hereditary Kshatriya, the ruling elite enjoyed the status of Kshatriyas who were drawn from different social background. Chalukyan rulers were the followers of Vedic sects like Shaivism and Vaishnavism. They performed Vedic rites. Jainism too enjoyed equal patronage and some of them were the followers of Jainism. Both Sanskrit and Karna languages enjoyed equal patronage. As a result, we find number of Sanskrit literary works and inscriptions written during this period. Some of the Sanskrit Chalukyas introduced new style of architecture known as Vesa style, which represents and combines the North and South Indian architectural styles. Badami, Aihole, Pattadakal became the great center of art and architecture under the Chalukyas of Badami. Thus, their contribution is genuine in the field of art. Their cultural legacy was inherited and continued by the subsequent ruling families who ruled over Deccan region. 11.9. Questions for self-study. Number 1. Discuss the cultural contribution of Chalukyas of Badami. Number 2. Describe the salient features of socio-cultural formation in Deccan under the Chalukyas of Badami. Number 3. Describe the religious conditions under the Chalukyas of Badami. Number 4. Bring out the salient features of art and architecture under the Chalukyas of Badami. Page 42. 11.10. Books for further study. Number 1. J. Yazdani, Early History of the Deccan. Number 2. R. R. Divakar, Karnataka Through the Ages. Number 3. Bharatiya Vidya Bhavan Series, The Classical Age Volume 3. Number 4. P. B. Desai, A History of Karnataka. Number 5. R.G. Bhandarkar, History of the Deccan. Number 6. Krishnaswamy Iyengar, Some Contribution of South India to Indian Culture.
Number 7. B. Sheikh Ali and Rangaswamaya G.R. Dakshina Bharatada Itihasa. Number 8. Sharma S.R. Jainism and Karnataka Culture.